This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So we got two rabbis and a Muslim imam here with us. Assalamu alaikum. How you guys doing? Shalom alaikum. You have a very... Please introduce yourself. We know Rabbi Weiss.
We want the world to know that we, representing our religion, declare that Palestine must be free, that Palestine has the right to be free, and that is unacceptable to occupy Palestine.
Until Zionism came about, Jews flourished as distinctly religious Jewish communities, and they weren't massacred. On the contrary, they went to these Arab and Muslim lands to escape persecution from the Crusades, from the Inquisition, and from many other trials and tribulations, and even World War II. The Arab and Muslim lands opened their hearts, opened their lands, and provided a safe haven and a gracious hospitality for the Jewish people. Clearly, we have different religion, and yet we were accepted in these Muslim and Arab lands. We believe in one God, and we were accepted. We have different ways of serving God, but yet, we were respected, and even the Muslim religion requires of that the Muslim people to provide protection and hospitality, and they did carry that out. That's clear. Nobody could refute this fact.
It's the legend, Rabbi Weiss here, Dr. Sheikh Dirmali. And your name is Rabbi?
Amram Lieberman.
Imran Lieberman.
Imran. We have a surah in the Quran, the whole surah, chapter in the Quran, called Al Imran, surah Al Imran.
So you had a story you wanted to share with us. Please, go ahead.
Well, I tried the best.
With
the help of God.
Move his mic closer.
My father had lived in Palestine, but he didn't want to stay there because to live under the Zionist regime is very hard, and he didn't want to recognize the state of Israel. So every day it was very horrible to go out and protest and not to recognize the state. So he left, I don't know exactly which year it was. It was in the 30s. I'm sorry,
it must have been in the
'70s. So he comes here in the U.S. It was a story with what Rabbi Weiss told, but he's better.
He doesn't speak English that well, yes. So he wants me to tell the story of his father. His father's family has many thousands of others and tens of thousands of others. Didn't want to be under the occupation, as he said, under the state of Israel, so he left and came to America, and I was friendly with his father, of blessed memory. He was a scholar and a very activist against the Zionists.
You also got to meet my father.
Yeah. Gosh, give me long years. I met many, many special people, distinguished people. So his father, of blessed memory, went on a demonstration. As he went to many, he demonstrated against the state of Israel. And once he got a growth on his neck, but a big growth, and it had to be operated on. They couldn't get it off. It had to be operated. So, but before they scheduled the operation for maybe the next day or 2 days later. And in the meantime, there was a demonstration. So he went out to the demonstration. Now the Zionists, what they do is they're always using tricks and different things they use to beat the Jews, but they don't want it to be obvious what they're doing to them. So they have rubber truncheons or whatever they're called, and it has lead inside. So they break the bones inside, but you from the outside you don't see the markings. They have so while he was demonstrating, one of these Zionists from the army or police gave him a bang on the neck.
His father's.
On his father's neck.
And
it cracked open that tumor, whatever it was that was growing, and he didn't need an operation afterwards.
Wow. No surgery.
Wow.
See? Man, so that's why we really, those people that are special, a real Jew, that Allah said, illa qaleelam, few of them, honest, sincere, and they know the truth.
There's many, many such Jews, I can tell you, wow. But the world doesn't see and doesn't hear.
Yes, I mean, exactly.
Compared to what we're seeing, so we're making history here. We have a Razin, a Palestinian, and not one but two rabbis here who are making it clear that Zionism does not represent Judaism.
And two Palestinians. These are two Palestinians.
Oh, he's also Palestinian. Wow.
Two Palestinians.
So we just finished.
You want to see something?
Go ahead.
A lot of times we're going out for demonstrations. A lot of people from our community are saying to me, I can't go out, but you speak in our name.
He's saying a lot of people are afraid to go out, but they say, we can't go out, but you speak in my name. They tell me, you speak for me.
They're scared to come out, but they're saying speak in our names. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they what do they say? This doesn't represent us.
Yeah, the same thing.
Same
thing. That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't oppose what they're doing. You know, it's everything that the existence and everything that emanates from this state is evil. It's against God. And we can't stop talking right now in this second about Gaza. It's just
Thank you guys. Thank you so much. And for those who want to watch the full episode of what we just did, click right here. Thank you guys. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum.